Moncrief on News Talk.
There was a case reported this week involving a pensioner in England who was fined £150 for feeding ducks. In fairness, the pensioner was giving them biscuits. So what should you feed ducks? Should you feed them at all? Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland knows. Afternoon, Niall.
Good afternoon. How are you?
So there's no kind of biscuit, even like a nice digestive or you know, only that.
I'd recommend against biscuits, to be honest. They're nice for us humans, and even in moderation, just not falling for your health discussion there. But the fact of it is that for ducks, they're full of sugar, they're full of sort of empty carbohydrates, but not great when it comes to things like protein and other vitamins and minerals and so on that they need. Now, I'm sure the occasional bit of biscuit or a little bit of bread doesn't do them any harm, but part of the problem is in many of the areas where ducks are being fed, they're being thrown huge quantities of bread and perhaps biscuits and other, let's call it junk food as far as the ducks are concerned, that actually has no real nutritional value for them at all. And actually at this time of year, when there are young ducklings just out of the eggs and they're going around foraging, it can be very detrimental to them because they're not really getting a good start in life. They can end up quite malnourished, unfortunately. So I definitely would recommend against bread and especially biscuits.
Yeah, no, because I mean, I've got a thought, and maybe people listening would think, oh, I always throw, you know, bring us, you know, a slice of bread and throw it in for the ducks. So that's is it because it's no good for them, or in the same way, it's not that great for us either? Or can you actually do them damage by feeding them something like bread?
I think because it's so unregulated, in certain areas where people, if you take someone like St. Stephen's Green, for example, in Dublin, where people go habitually to feed the ducks, there's many places like that all over Ireland. Goodness knows how many sliced pans are being chucked into the water there every day. It probably numbers in the dozens or more. And the fact is, the ducks may eat some of that, but that makes them feel full. And then they're not really eating the natural material, which they eat, which is actually vegetation. Mostly they eat leafy plants and pondweed, things like that. And that's much higher in nutrition for them, and much higher in calcium and protein and so on. They eat small little aquatic insects and small snails, things like that as well. So that's a more balanced diet for them. So certainly I would say to people, if you're in a park where it says not to feed the ducks, please obey those signs and those bylaws and those rules. That's important. It's there to protect the ducks. If feeding the ducks is allowed, I would say rather than being bread or biscuits or anything like that, much better to use leafy vegetables. So things like the outer leaves of cabbage or lettuce, the tops of celery, particularly they love, and tops of carrots, things like that. Carrot peelings work quite well too, to make sure there's no pesticides or anything on them. And I know that peas work very well too. And ducks actually absolutely love peas. It's much more in tune with what their natural diet would be. It's more varied as well. It means they're not getting all this stodgy carbohydrate filling them up, but leaving them malnourished. And I'd say, you know, quite a few ducklings would perish at this time of the year because they're so weakened by the fact that their diet is so poor because they're just living on this bread. Ducks are unusual among birds in that their parents never feed them. The ducklings are responsible for looking after their own food from the moment they hatch out of the egg. So mum will look after them. Dad really does nothing, but mum looks after them for the first few weeks of their life, but they're finding their own food from the very beginning. She never feeds them. So they learn bad habits early on, and they learn this is what they think, this is what we should be eating. So that's an issue. The other problem is when you've got huge amounts of bread going into the water, a lot of it gets waterlogged and sinks very quickly. Mm. Most of the duck species that are feeding in these ponds and these parks, they don't dive down after. They can't. So it sinks down to the bottom. It starts to fester there. It can cause all sorts of bacterial problems, fungal problems in the water that can end up fouling the bird's feathers. It also affects all the other aquatic life. It can really mess up the ecosystem. And I think that's actually quite significant in some urban parks in Ireland because of the sheer quantity of bread that's actually ending up in the water. It's not insignificant at all. And the third thing as well is a lot of this extra food, so much is thrown in, it also then will attract things like rats and mice, which again, not something you want around a park like that. They're around us all the time, of course, but actually that can lead to more problems. So best to stick with foods that the ducks are actually going to eat, are going to be better for them, and are going to be less attractive to any kind of pests you don't want around.
Yeah. Are there laws? And because, you know, there was that case, that person, Faye Borg was her name, she was fined £150. Could you be fined in Ireland for feeding the incorrect food to a duck?
Well, technically, yes. It depends on the bylaws in force, in that depending on the local council, or if it's perhaps OPW park, like the Phoenix Park is, for example, that would differ from park to park. So it would depend, but it would be important to keep out to see what the rules in the council are, and also to err on the side of caution with it. You know, a lot of these birds, they don't need all of this extra food. There should be enough around naturally in the water for them. It really does upset sort of the equilibrium of these ecosystems to have all this extra carbohydrate just dumped into the water. So, but I would certainly would, you know, I would certainly hope that people wouldn't be fined over this. I think it's, you know, the thing we have to recognize is people are feeding the ducks because they want to help them. It's, you know, they're doing a nice thing. It's a really, really lovely thing that people are so engaged with wildlife and want to, especially for children, to get to know them better. So I think it's far better that people are informed and educated about this. I think there needs to be more signage about this, informing people of the risks and the right kinds of food to use and whether or not it's prohibited, rather than come down heavy handed and, you know, and fine them. You know, I don't think that would happen. That would happen here. I think people would take maybe a more pragmatic approach to it than was the case in this pension across the water.
Yeah, and one texter says, I don't know if they're joking or not, I give my local ducks porridge oats.
Porridge oats are certainly better. Yes, they're more in tune with the natural foods that they would eat. The ducks like all sorts of grains, so you know you do see sometimes people feeding things like wheat and barley and so on. Again, it's everything in moderation. Too much of that, the ducks won't feed it. Porridge oats will turn into a sludge, and they will sink to the bottom when they become waterlogged too. But it's certainly better than bread. But again, everything in moderation. A bit of that, and then a bit of some of the vegetable peelings, a bit of the, you know, the leafy vegetables, some peas, and actually that'd be quite a good diet for a duck, I would say.
Mm. But going back to what you said earlier, sounds like they don't really need to be fed by humans at all.
It can teach them very bad habits from the very beginning of their lives, and they become too tame around people, but also they learn to get hooked on this kind of junk food. Because the ducklings are making their own decisions about food from day one, it's the bad habits can start. They're not being taught by their parents what they should and shouldn't eat. And it can become quite irresistible to them. Like, why would they go to all the effort of trying to forage their own wild food if some human's just going to hand them some bread? But ultimately, this is just going to harm them, because if they eat nothing other than that, they won't have sufficient protein to grow healthy feathers. They won't have sufficient calcium to grow proper healthy bones. They're more lethargic. They're more likely to fall victim to predators or to succumb to diseases. So, you know, I think in this case, although I fully acknowledge that people are trying to be kind and trying to help them, actually feeding them bread is probably doing the opposite.
Niall, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Niall Hatch there from Birdwatch Ireland. One Texas says, the ducks in my local pond love a bit of sushi. They are Peking ducks, though. And someone else says, I give the ducks, my local ducks, crackers and pate. It's quite tasteless. You know, the joke, not the pate. I'm sure it's delicious.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.